Welcome to our Veterans Day Chapel service. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our brass ensemble will lead us in singing our first hymn, number 52, as printed in the program. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God for our meditation is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7. And seek the peace of the city where I've caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, one morning, the chatter in the barnyard got around to the farmer's current bout with the flu bug. It's a shame he's so sick, mooed the cow. Now Mrs. Farmer has to do his chores as well as hers. Yay! Neighed the horses. She needs someone to help her. Of course she does, cackled the chicken. And it ought to be us. We're the ones their chores help. We ought to get involved. All the animals voiced their agreement. You betcha, right on, we're with you. But what can we do? The collie questioned. They all scratched their heads for a moment. I've got it, cheered the chicken. Tomorrow morning, let's make breakfast for them. We'll fix bacon and eggs. I'll lay the eggs. Well, forget about me then, snorted the pig. I don't want to get that involved. On Veterans Day, we join with all in the United States in saluting the men and women, the regular and reserve, active, discharged, and retired, alive or departed, who had served in our armed forces, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and the Coast Guard. These veterans truly have been involved. They did the chores for the rest of us, and we enjoy more peace and prosperity because of them. For this, we thank them, and we thank God. Some veterans were involved in providing the eggs. They survived. Others provided the bacon. They died doing it. And on an occasion like this, we are vividly aware of the difference. To those of you who provided some of the eggs in the military, and to those of you whose loved ones did so, we say to you personally and sincerely, thank you. To those of you whose loved ones died in military service, we want to say more than just thank you. We grope to understand what it means to provide the bacon, to give your life for your country, to protect the freedoms and rights of your fellow citizens. It is fitting for us to look back and applaud those heroes on Veterans Day, but our celebration ought not end there. After all, the whole point of the bacon and eggs was to provide breakfast for someone else. Today, we as members of our college community, church, and as citizens of our city and country, reflect on how we are partaking of the breakfast of freedom that our armed forces have served up for us at such a great expense. In the Old Testament, from which our lesson is taken, the book of Jeremiah, we see that God punished the people of Judah for their idolatry against him by taking away their freedom and sending them away into exile in Babylon. And then through the prophet, he wrote them a letter. God told his people that no one was going to come home for 70 years, so they should settle down and work for the well-being of the cities where they were living. Why? Because as the peace and prosperity of the city goes, so goes their peace and prosperity. And this is also true of us. The peace and prosperity of our college and churches are profoundly affected by the condition of our city and our country, and vice versa. So we are to pray for our communities and actively seek their good. As Paul wrote to Timothy, first of all, I encourage you to make petitions, prayers, intercessions, and prayers of thanks for all people, for rulers, and for everyone who has authority over us. Pray for these people so that we can have a quiet and peaceful life, always lived in a godly and reverent way. When Benjamin Franklin returned to his shop in Pennsylvania after the First Continental Congress, one of his clients asked him, "Well, Mr. Franklin, I see you're back. When what have you brought us?" To which Franklin replied, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it." Seeking the peace of our nation under God remains one of our tasks in 2025 as well. It is the breakfast that the founding fathers and that 250 years of veterans have provided for us. How are we partaking of that breakfast, living in our vocation as citizens? Are we informed about the issues affecting our city, state, and nation and showing up to vote? Are we volunteering our time and gifts to help at schools and charities? Are we sharing our concerns with elected officials or attending school board or city council meetings? If we do nothing and other good citizens do nothing, then what will happen to the peace and prosperity of our community? What will become of the bacon and eggs that others have served us? And remember also that not all wars are fought in other times and other places. Many of them are fought right under our noses. Spouse and child abuse, arguments over morality in neighborhoods, tensions over a parish decision, smoldering animosities in an office, chilling standoffs in our homes. Any of these mini wars can paralyze and scar us. The Apostle James reminds us that each of these battles we face finds its roots in our sinful nature. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? And mankind has been at war against God ever since the fall into sin in the Garden of Eden, And as a result, within ourselves, there's a battle going on between our sinful nature, our old Adam, and our new man who lives by faith. We seek relief from this war. As the Apostle Paul exclaims, I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. What did God, against whom we've transgressed, do? God is a veteran, personally taking part in the battle caused by human sin. He fixed breakfast for us. He sent his only son to be our bacon and eggs. In the ultimate involvement, he took upon himself a human nature in the womb of the Virgin Mary. He dwelt among us, caring, healing, forgiving, teaching, and then giving his life for us and for our salvation. He died in our place to do for us what we could never do for ourselves. He prepared that breakfast feast we will share with him forever in heaven. And since he rose again as conqueror over sin and death the third day, we too shall rise when he returns. This is where we find comfort at the graveside of our fellow believers. For our risen Lord promises, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. This is the gospel. This is the core of Christianity. This is God's personal involvement, his bacon and eggs, heaven's own breakfast for you. As Veterans Day is fully honored by both recalling the past sacrifice and services of others and then rolling up our sleeves to preserve the peace and prosperity of our nation, so also this morning we gather for worship to thank and praise our Lord for his free gift of salvation, and we roll up our sleeves to share God's forgiving grace with others as we have opportunities in our daily lives. For whom can we fix breakfast? Some may be reluctant to self-sacrifice to supply the bacon, but our Lord, who sacrificed his very life, calls us to lose our life for his sake in order to find it. Ask yourselves, whom do I know who is sick and in need of a visit in a few minutes of my company? Whom do I know who is grieving and in need of my understanding and encouragement? Whom do I know that is cringing inside or struggling and needs someone to listen to them and give them an understanding hug? Whom do I know who is wandering aimlessly because his or her studies or career path feels hollow or unproductive? Whom do I know who is ashamed of something they have said or done so that God's forgiveness seems out of reach? Whom do I know who is looking for God's love and peace in their own lives? You, dear Christian friends, know the answers to these questions better than I. On the one hand, you have the peace of our community, city, and country to seek. On the other hand, you also have the peace of God's kingdom to seek, and spiritually hungry souls to look for and help feed. Christ has already supplied the bacon by giving his life. You and I supply the eggs by sharing our faith that God's Spirit has worked within us. Amen. Let us bow our hearts in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that unto this time you have granted us peace and graciously spared us from war and foreign dominion. We pray you graciously let us continue to live in your fear according to your will, giving no cause for wars or other punishment. Govern and direct our leaders that they may not hinder the obedience due to you, but maintain righteousness, that we may enjoy happiness and blessing under their government. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. We will join in singing God Bless Our Native Land. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.